Last night, someone leaked an explosive draft of a Supreme Court opinion to the news site Politico, striking down Roe versus Wade and effectively ending legalized abortion in more than half of the states across the country. I'm going to try to unpack and explain what the opinion means. It's not a binding opinion that's been issued yet. It was leaked before it was ready for prime time. I'm going to tell you what could change. I'm going to tell you how big of a deal the leak itself is as well, and try to unpack and explain it all. All right, let's talk. This is Sean King, and you are listening to
The Breakdown. The Breakdown. The Breakdown.
Late last night, gosh, it was probably 9 o'clock or so after dinner, I picked up my phone to check the news out, and I saw people saying that Roe versus Wade, the Supreme Court decision that effectively has made abortion legal in America, that protects a woman's right to choose, that it was struck down. And then there was all types of debate over whether or not that is actually what happened. And there was just a lot of confusion, in great part because what actually did happen last night was completely unprecedented. And it's a great opportunity for education on how the Supreme Court works. This past December, it's as I record this, it's May the 3rd. This past December, the U.S. Supreme Court considered a case that deals with abortion. And in their opinion that they wrote on the case that has not yet been made public, and I am told will not be made public until next month at the earliest, or was not scheduled to be made public until next month at the earliest, it clearly, emphatically, in an opinion that appears to be written by Justice Alito, strikes down Roe versus Wade, a law that's been in effect now for 50 years, for more than my entire adult life. Now, the opinion is, it does appear to be authentic. The Supreme Court, most experts have said, would have already said by now if it wasn't. And their silence is kind of confirmation that, yes, it's real. Several legal scholars that know the Supreme Court and the justice as well said, yes, this was definitely authentic, written by Justice Alito, et cetera. It's not a deep fake, but was real. And that alone is explosive because the Supreme Court has been effectively leak-proof for its entire life. There have been a few leaks after decisions have been made, a few people giving thoughts and opinions on something that's happened, but nothing like this, where an opinion that has not been written yet, a decision that has not yet been made formal, that the substance of that decision has been leaked months in advance of when it was going to go public. I can't speculate on who did it, and there is widespread speculation on who is the source of the leak. I don't know that we'll ever know. I'm not clear that leaking it is criminal. There is debate on that as well. There aren't a lot of policies we see now governing what the Supreme Court does and doesn't do. You don't learn until there is an insurrection that there aren't a lot of policies holding presidents accountable. Until there's a leak, you realize there aren't a lot of policies about these things. But the leak appears to be real. And with that in mind, it could perhaps be the biggest, most impactful decision from the Supreme Court in our lifetime. And And yet, other legal scholars say that any of the justices could change their mind. That from the time an opinion was written, and this appears to be to have been written months ago, until a time a decision, a formal decision is made, Supreme Court justices do change their minds. There is some precedent for that. Going back to Obamacare, there was some precedent for that. But what we know is that something potentially very explosive could be going down. And so this has sent shockwaves throughout the American political system. I see a lot of men who rarely are even in the position to understand what a woman's right to choose means. Like, I see a lot of ignorance from a lot of men, including men I know. Like, most men, their IQ on this topic is so outrageously low that I can hardly trust what most men say about the impact of what's going on. I see some men who may be offering thoughtful legal responses, but most men truly appear to be struggling to understand the weight and consequence of this decision. I want to pivot just a minute to talk about this notion of who's to blame, because I see so many hot takes on whose fault it is that it got to this point, on who blew it, who could have done something to stop this. And, you know, obviously you won't see anybody saying, hey, this is my fault. Like, that's not the nature of American politics. And so what you will primarily see are a lot of people pointing fingers and rarely anybody being truly introspective to say, hey, actually, here are probably the 13 puzzle pieces that came together to make this happen. And because that's more like it. I mean, it's 13 is even a small number. There are 50 things that had to happen over a period of decades, because the Supreme Court is an old institution. Like, it takes generations to plan and eventually determine the makeup of the court. But at the root, this is about power, and it's about conservative power and how they wield it. It's about winning elections, then after you win those elections, again, ruthlessly wielding the power to make sure the thing you want done gets done. And I don't think it's inappropriate right now to say that when Republicans are in power, they go out of their way to make sure that they focus on their primary objectives and get those primary objectives done by any means necessary, no matter what's in their way. And, you know, you really have to go back to when Justice Scalia died with 1 year left in President Obama's term, and conservatives just said, listen, I know you're president and I know it's in your power to nominate somebody, but no matter who you nominate, we're just not going to approve it. This is going to be our pick. Well, that would only pan out if Donald Trump then won the next election. Well, he won the next election and ultimately got multiple Supreme Court picks and appointed young in relation to the court, young justices who could be there for 30, 40 or more years. who he knew were determined to overturn Roe versus Wade. And so lots of dominoes had to fall for this opinion to ever be written. There's a lot that can happen between now and then, now and when this opinion could be official. Now, I am curious if the Supreme Court will, because this opinion has been leaked, will they rush the final decision on this? I don't know. We're in an unprecedented moment here. You know, Bernie has said the Senate needs to immediately end the filibuster and enact laws that will actually protect a woman's right to choose. That's a possibility. What really should happen is they should expand the Supreme Court. But I am doubtful at this moment, as it stands on this morning, I am doubtful that the Democratic Party has the unity and the determination to actually do what it takes here. All we can do is wait and see. I'm watching very closely. This is important to the future of our country. And while it may not for most of us who are experiencing 100 other issues right now, while it may not jump to number one on your list, I implore you to understand that this is very, very important. I'll be back to talk about it some more. Of course, as things continue to unfold, there's clearly a lot going on. We'll talk about it some more in the days and weeks ahead. Love, 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 and appreciate all of you. Glad to be back from yet another neck surgery and hope to be here every day here on out. Take care, everybody.
Break it down.
I'm Tiffany Hawkins.
I'm Alan Boomer.
And we are the Momentum Advisors. Every single week, we talk about wealth management, personal finance, and entrepreneurship.
We are financial advisors by day. We're entrepreneurs by night. We're building wealth for ourselves, and we want to make sure that you understand how to build wealth in your own family.
Tune in for shows like Is Your Money Racist? Retirement Savings? Investment 101? We literally run the gamut on all the things that you need to know about financial wealth, creating a legacy for your family, and really just wealth creation as a whole.
What we find is that these conversations are happening, but they're not happening as much as they need to in diverse communities. And so we're bringing a new voice, a new amount of energy, and we want you to tune in.
So we bring the tips, we bring the strategy, and we always bring the good news. So make sure you tune in every week to the Momentum Advisors. There's something for everyone.